Podcast. This is episode 189. I'm Phil Wilson, and I am joined today live from Concordia University, where we just wrapped up the social media breakfast, Minneapolis-St. Paul, number 50. And I am joined with by Graham Fickens. Graham?
I am so happy to be here on this auspicious occasion.
Very
I can't
auspicious.
Even tell you.
50th. It doesn't seem like it's been 50 years.
It's time flies.
Years?
You know?
Whoa.
Okay, 50 years.
Oh, it's not?
It's
the 50th gathering. So we are joined by Rick Mann, who is the founder of Social Media Breakfast here in the Twin Cities. And we're also joined by Michael Roventine, who puts on the Social Media Breakfast consistently month after month. And we just wrapped up the Social Media Breakfast on music and another fine event. Before we get into Social Media Breakfast, because I'd like to go ahead and get it out of the way, our weekly, nod to what's Apple doing. Are you getting an iPad mini?
I was going to order a white one, and I just read the pre-orders already run out. Too late. Sorry.
So you are going to get one.
I tend to try to buy pretty much every iOS device that comes out, but I guess I will eventually. Yeah.
So you now have an iPhone. You still got the 4? Did you get your 5 yet?
I have a 4S. I'm going to get a 5 and give the wife the 4S. And I have an iPad 1 and iPad 3. I skipped the
new iPad.
How do you feel about that?
I feel
because now you're behind.
Dandy.
Okay.
I just feel dandy.
And then you're going to get the iPad Mini.
Yep.
And you have the MacBook Air.
And I would love to have that 13-inch MacBook with the Retina display.
That's a sweet machine.
MacBook Pro, I should say. That thing is killer.
Do you have a Mac Pro? Do you have an iPad?
No, I've never needed a Mac Pro. My Air is my one and only computer.
There you go.
Live and die by that thing.
Rick, Michael, would you like to weigh in on what Apple's up to this week?
I'm just curious, you not going to throw down for a Surface? Microsoft Surface?
What? You're asking Graham Fickens might hold going to get a Surface?
I just seen that face. I was like,
I saw somebody post a story this morning, and then I click where? It's like...
So yeah, no, I chime in on Apple. Yeah, I will not be buying a mini. I kind of went over to the Android camp. So went to the dark side.
They had with cookies. Guy Kawasaki.
So will you be getting a Note?
A Note? No. I'm interested in seeing what comes out next week out of Google's announcement. There's a nice Nexus 4 device, but I'm actually holding out for the alleged
Nexus
HTC 5-inch 1080.
You and me both.
Yeah.
That's what's now known as the Butterfly J in China, right?
And,
The Butterfly J.
Sounds like a tattoo on the base of your
spine. This thing sounds like, the Uber phone, so it'll be interesting to see. It's got the 1080p and 5-inch screen.
That's part of it. I've got to wait. I they cost so much, right? And I want to buy the right device because I'll have it for 18 months.
Exactly. Michael?
No mini. I'm waiting for the Maxi.
The Maxi.
Really big. The iPad Maxi.
Really big Maxi.
Yes, I would.
Oh, God.
It's one of those luggage carts.
I'm waiting for the one with wings. The mini pad with wings.
Some guy tweeted me from India and said, do you know that Pad Mini is actually a very popular female name here?
There you go.
Who would have guessed? Pad Mini.
So let's talk about Social Media Breakfast, kids. Rick, when you first founded this in 2008.
What month?
It has almost been 50 years.
What month was it?
February.
February.
It was February. I think it was Friday the 13th.
Oh.
If I remember correctly, it was Friday the 13th, February 2008.
So did you think that it would still be around this many years later?
Oh, of course. Right. No, I didn't have. Yes, it's all.
It's all a plan.
So, no, it totally, it was an intention of meeting everybody, and that was that. Getting a chance to meet everybody face-to-face that I had gotten to know for months and years online. And just never thought at all about a second event. And of course, that was the first question as everybody's getting up to leave. What's the next one?
And it's like, I thought you told a very interesting story from the stage today, though, about how you connected with Brian Person, who founded Social Media Breakfast in Boston. And you were actually communicating with him online via his blog. Right about the time he was first doing it in Boston or shortly thereafter?
Well, I'll step back a little further in time. So, you know, coming out of IT and everything, I started really exploring RSS feeds and blogs and all these things through 2004, 2006. And it is one of many people, you know, Brian Person was one of many people that I just started following and following his blog, found him on Twitter. We both joined Twitter within a couple of weeks in early 2007. You know, right after South by Southwest when Twitter went big. So, you know.
God, has it been that long?
It has. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, watching what's going on and talking
to. Like the longest fad ever.
It has. If you think about that, you know, this spring for me was 5 years on Twitter.
Amazing.
It is.
Did you get a card or anything?
I didn't. No, I didn't even get verified.
That's
so I'm
the ultimate
I'm
insult.
Rickman.
Anyway, I interrupted you.
Sorry
about that.
No, just to circle back, you know, just connecting with all these people on Twitter and reading their blogs and commenting and back and forth, and all of us discovering Facebook that year as well. And then so that's how I found what he was doing, and it just was interesting to see him gather. You know, I think it was like 10 or 12 local bloggers in Boston.
And tell us who some of those were. Chris Brogan.
Chris Brogan was there, and I was thinking Doug Haslam.
Did you go to this?
No, I was watching from afar. The next day, the blog the next day, and they tweeted once or twice from it. And, you know, I right away, you know, talked to Brian about it, you know, through Twitter and such. And, you know, this is a great idea. And then later on, I was like, if you know somebody in Minneapolis, you should work with them to do one of these. Because, like, I had no intention of doing this. And he, of course, pins it to me and says, yeah, Rick, that's a great idea. You should go and, you know.
He challenged you.
He did. So I had to overcome the whole idea of, you know, getting people together, reserving space, and a lot of things that now we normally do. And Michael does fantastically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little side kudos to Michael real quick. Just the last four years. You've been working on it with me in this past year and a half for sure. He's taken the lead and been innovative in everything.
So the quiet reserved server guy found the theater major. Wow, what a combo!
It's interesting because I learned so much through social media and doing these things. I really am an introvert. I know that. You do the DISC surveys in corporate environments and you learn about yourself, the things you didn't know. Found out I'm really kind of reserved and inside. Well, I knew that. But, you know, you find ways to challenge yourself. And that was a thing that I really have been grateful to social media is it helped me open up and discover, hey, there's new things that you can do. You know, and so it's a great challenge to. Yeah, enough about me.
What do you think about me?
But no, Social Media Breakfast, it was great to bring people together then and then see that progress, the interest in continuing to get together. Let's talk about this topic and talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask Michael a couple of things, but to sort of lay some groundwork for that, Michael, just one more second.
Yes.
Rick, tell me, you know, once you got past the, this is going to be more than a once-a-month sort of or one-time deal, you obviously started putting some goals together, or at least, you know, maybe not on paper, but in your mind. What ultimately did you want to achieve with Social Media Breakfast?
It was sharing the experience was foremost in my mind. And I think that even in the second one, it shows our attempt at that. You know, I went out right away and I bought a new, you know, HD Logitech, you know, webcam.
Right.
You know, and then we streamed it on Ustream.
The second one?
The second one. The
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we actually have a video for that. I'm trying to get it recovered.
We're in a archival exploration right now. We actually are uncovered to make the video that I showed today. I went back and I made sure that we had photos of every breakfast online, and we went back and we found in all the different streaming services we've used different videos. So yeah, we have video from 2, 3, and 4. So we're going to make those all available online on the website.
And speaking of archiving, things like Dropbox weren't available then, I suppose.
Right.
So
right.
It's really challenging.
Yeah.
So you wanted to share the experience of social. Was it basically the experience of social from a personal level, from a business level, from marketing? Was it just sharing
personal?
In general?
It was totally personal. Honestly, as I've discovered over the years, I tried to become a marketer, and I really am not. However, I do understand it. So I don't. It's not something I'm good at, and so I can't go out and provide those kind of services. But it was really from a personal experience of this is great stuff to connect with people, and it grew me as an individual. So that's why I wanted to share that same kind of thing. Here's how you use Twitter. This is what blogging is about. And these were early topics, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But really being able to connect with those people and then learning from them. Well, this is how I did this. This is why I did this.
Yeah.
And just being able to share that stuff was wonderful.
I love the term you used this morning in your talk about what it was all about was crowdsourcing knowledge. I thought that kind of wraps it up,
yeah.
you know, right there.
I don't know where I first heard that, but I know it was one of our breakfasts. Somebody had mentioned it.
Yeah.
And, you know, crowdsourcing is very common today. It's a great concept. Of course, it's not new, but we use all new technology to make it more effective.
Sure.
But really crowdsourcing that knowledge. You know, I might know a little bit about how servers and stuff work from my IT days, and Michael has some great design stuff that I can learn from. You know, somebody else has got this wonderful aspect on how to present a brand, you know, through these channels. And together we can all learn pieces that we take back to our everyday lives and make it better.
Yep.
So, Michael, you see the goal of what Rick started, and obviously you worked with Rick for a while, and now you've taken over the reins of Social Media Breakfast. Are you still delivering on that? Is that still the goal, or has it sort of fleshed out even more from that?
No, I think at its core that is the goal, and that's been something that's really at the center of everything we try to do. We're trying to meet that first and foremost. And, yeah, it's great to keep the topics varied and different venues and different bells and whistles. But if we can meet that core proposition and provide that value and that crowdsource knowledge, then I think we've achieved our goal.
So what's different now than it was back then, besides maybe a little more access via networks and social and that sort of thing? But what's different now in Social Media Breakfast than back then?
I think the scale...
Way back then.
The scale was something we struggled with. If you know, Rick, you remember, the growth initially was so large, and we went... fully, what, two and a half years before we started charging for tickets?
Yeah.
And we would have...
300-400 people.
Yeah, we'd sell out with the free tickets in a matter of minutes, and I remember having conversations with you, Phil.
Sure.
About being frustrated about being able to...
Yeah, being
right,
frustrated,
and,
but also also that it was, you know, when we, you know, were in its early days, it was much easier to have the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and there's when you have 400 people, there's really no conversation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that definitely was part of the challenge. And like you're saying, the scale, how quickly it scaled up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. It was a hockey stick.
30, 50, 70, 100. And, you know, by the time we did our first outdoors event at Deluxe, we were planning, you know, we'll playing for 100 people, and this is, you know, wow. And I was down in Chicago the week before doing a talk, and I'm working with our sponsor, Adele, and I'm sorry, Deluxe.
Deluxe,
not Deluxe. And going through, it's like, well, let's open up another 100 tickets. We'll take and do it. I'll get a pavilion tent and we'll do this. We'll do it. I'm like, okay. And so, you know, I release another 100 and we sell those out in another day. And he's back again. Well, let's go for another. And it's like, that was a little loud. Sorry.
But was that Steve Nielsen, the partner up guy, or was that another guy?
Ryan Kennett.
I was with Ryan Kennett. Sure. Yep. Yeah.
And he was the wonderful team over there until today, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was just skyrocketing. And we ended up, I get there and this van's backing up. I'm like, what's this guy doing over here? Well, that's for the Jumbotron. And I'm like, what? How much did you guys spend on this? This is just a little get together. We're going to chew the fat about social media. No, this is great.
They went big. Luckily, they have a big campus. So space was not an issue, except they probably had to go and rent a bunch of chairs. Oh, my God. How many people showed up at that event?
That was our highest attendance. Yeah, it was 375.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was.
Give me you guys first, Rick, you, and then Michael. Let's start with you, Michael. Your favorite social media platform today?
That's got to be tough.
It is tough. I highlighted some of the more unique ones today. I think sometimes, I mean, this was up there. I was really, the one today, the music panel was really, aside from the celebratory stuff, I was really, really, really pleasantly surprised with the direction the conversation took.
I know that the Elvis singing memories behind that slideshow was a definite highlight.
Tearjerker. Classic. Absolutely.
Classic. Yeah. People go watch that.
We'll put that online. But it's hard to pick just one. I mean, it really comes down to just some great moments when we were at Target Center. Sports and social media one, and we're on the floor of on the basketball court, and
I get my computer's plugged in driving the jumbotron. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
and things like that. There's so many great spots.
Absolutely.
The Minnesota Fair.
Yeah, when we did the fair.
Mm-hmm. I think that I'd have to, if I could pick one, and I can't tell you exactly why. It was so much fun, is my answer.
Was that the one that was raining and it was...
Which
one are you...
That was in 2009, I believe.
The one that you're referring to?
Yes.
August?
Brian?
No, the one before.
The very first one. Yeah, it rained a little bit in the morning, but then it cleared up. So we had full tent.
It was like 150.
We probably had people there. Fox News was there. Was interviewed, and I was interviewed, and we had our bacon haiku contest. We're announcing the winners of.
It was,
so I was reading bacon haikus on the morning news. And,
yeah. The bacon thing. That's really kind of gotten out of hand. But tell me the bacon.
Oh no, it's bacon. Just taken off.
It's just getting started.
Bacon. I know. Everything's better with bacon.
Bacon came from, early on. I think it might have been the third or fourth or fifth event. And I was getting bagels and I was getting donuts and stuff like that and coffee. And one of our mutual friends, Chris Lauer. He pulls me aside. He didn't pull me aside. He stands up at the tail end. We're asking, wrapping up. He asks a question. So when are you? No, it's not breakfast without bacon. When are you going to bring bacon?
I remember that.
And so from then on, it's been bacon.
And how many of those social media breakfast thongs have you sold, Michael?
Jen Payne claims she bought one today. So that might be one because of my plea to people. But we hadn't. So I thought those were going to be the first thing that sold in our store.
I thought so too. Maybe we should start giving them away.
Giving all the panelists.
Because you got an inventory of them. You're holding.
Boxes off them. I got them all. Trying to get rid of these thongs.
This was part of the stats that Michael ran through today.
Give us some more of those stats.
I'll give you stats.
Some big numbers there.
I don't think I mentioned this today. We're releasing an infographic commemorating the 50th.
Awesome.
So these were some of the data that I pulled
that will go into that. So 18 is the initial attendance at SMB MSP 1.
Right.
You're right. It was the 13th of February, 2008, Keys Cafe. 375 was our highest attendance. We talked about that at Deluxe. We've served 6,508 people so far.
Wow.
It's been our attendance.
Cumulative.
You said it. Yeah, yeah. We've consumed 1,017 gallons of coffee and 4,951 slices of bacon, which, if you measure it, is a little less than half a mile.
Right.
Because why wouldn't you?
Does that count the chocolate covered bacon at the fair?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
was good. And, uniquely delicious.
Yeah, we had. We talked
until
about
today.
Yes. Yes. Well, and that's including today.
Oh, okay. I mean until the day of the thong.
Well, right, yes.
Yes.
Zero thongs.
And we've hit a couple venues repeated times, have been some of our favorite venues. Concordia, where we are right now, this marks our sixth time here throughout the last 4 years. We were at Best Buy headquarters in Bloomington 5 times, and then
Richfield.
Is that Richfield?
Yes.
Sorry.
You're very quick.
No, that's
just across the freeway from Bloomington.
And 514 Studios in Minneapolis, they're a new annual sponsor, and we do a space trade.
That's a great venue.
Yeah,
I love
that. We've
venue.
Been there 5 times, and we're going to be there next month.
Down in the warehouse district.
I appreciate the look back, but tell us what's coming up.
You've got
the year booked out.
Well, you asked me the numbers. wrapping up the next 2 months. So SMB MSP number 51 is on November 16th. That's going to be at 514 Studios. It's on mobile video, and Albert Marucci is going to moderate a panel for that.
Awesome.
SMB MSP number 52 is on December 21st at Coco Minneapolis in Don Ball.
The first one there, right?
Coco Minneapolis. That one is going to be on Jumping Tracks, Tales of Radically Successful Career Shifts. So that one should be really good.
See how they set up the space for that.
Exactly.
That place is packed now.
Yes.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That will be...
So we're going to wrap up the year pretty strong.
Yeah,
nice.
And you do have to plan them in advance, obviously.
Well, and that was another thing. I mean, to go back to the scale conversation, I think the biggest challenge we had was how to meet those basic tenets of why we were doing this to begin with, but deliver it at a manageable scale. And that's where it actually, I was one that fought against charging for tickets for a long time, but, you know, we decided a nominal fee for tickets helped get the scale in check a little bit. We lowered. We went to an average of about 150 people per event. We managed to get a series of really good venues where we could make that work, and that's worked out very well. It's given us a little wiggle room to not have to be running after sponsors every month.
Exactly.
I think it helps bring a sponsor in because it shows we've got skin in the game.
Yes, definitely.
The community has got skin in the game.
Well, you get less no-shows when you charge $10.
Wow. Exactly.
Free events are horrible for no-shows.
And that's what we were seeing is, you know, we released 200 tickets and 75 people would show up. It's just, and we were preparing for, you know, maybe 150.
Yeah.
And then you got that food and stuff that you sponsors paid for, and they're looking at waste.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
it didn't make a difference. You played.
Yes. I don't know if our listener can hear the pipe organ firing up here at Concordia, but it's probably be best to wrap up here because I also noticed the students of Concordia are ascending on the food.
They're
left
finishing
over.
Up the bagels. That's how nice. You know?
So it's
the starving students get to finish the bagels.
So, listen, gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us today on the podcast and sharing social media awareness with us.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Really,
really appreciate.
Congratulations again,
nice
Rick
job.
And Michael. You guys really do amazing work here.
Briefly,
people love it.
Can you remember off the top of your head, Mr. Thickens, what's coming up?
Event-wise? Oh, you're challenging my memory here. We've got the Techni Awards coming up. We've got, MobiCon. Is that
MobCon?
MobCon. It's actually, why did they drop the I from that? It sounds like it's a mob.
Organized crime.
There's
never been
an I. Is this a mobile event or an organized crime event?
It's a MobCon, right. It's a gathering of Sopranos. those fans.
Yeah. But is that mid-November, something
yes,
like
17th.
That?
Yeah. Okay. I believe so. Yes, we want to definitely talk about that. We have some others. Make sure you look at show notes below and this podcast.
It'll all be listed there.
So, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on
the Medivate Gang Podcast.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.